What do you think, Bob, is the difference between a cult and a religion?
I don't see any difference at all. The Scientology, as a matter of fact, has enough members that it's less and less referred to as a cult and more as a religion. Anybody who calls it a cult tends to get attacked by it. The difference is the number of members and the size of the bank account. With few members and a small bank account, like the Branch Davidians, you are still subject to roasting, toasting, charbroiling, crunch frying, etc., just like in the Middle Ages. If you have enough members, enough potential voters, enough money in the bank account, then you're a religion and you're respectable, and George Bush will get on television and call you a faith-based organization so he can give you money. The Constitution sort of prohibits them from giving money to churches. It doesn't say anything about faith-based organizations. That's why they use that term so much. That was coined by the last czar, General McCafferty, faith-based organizations. I thought it was a wonderful term for what they're trying to turn this country. They're trying to turn us all into a set of faith-based organizations which nobody dares to think about anything. I used to think it was just religious belief systems that make people stupid, and they are the, I would say, religious BS. BS seems to fit belief systems very well, the initials, you know. But I began to notice after I got out of the Catholic Church and was roaming around like a Woody Allen character without anything to believe in particular, I discovered that a lot of the political groups are have the same type of rigidity as the religious groups. I was, believe it or not, I was a Trotskyist once. And then I became an objectivist, which was cured by meeting Ayn Rand. All you got to do is meet her once, and that's enough to cure you. She was more dogmatic than all the popes of the 20th century put together, or the Central Committee of a Trotskyist party, or the Central Committee of a Stalinist party. And then, of course, there's the case of the Nazis. Let's not forget them, talking about belief systems that led to all sorts of horrors. And it finally dawned on me that what's wrong with these people is not that they believe the wrong things necessarily, but that they believe something so firmly that they won't stop and think about it, and they won't listen to any objections. Well, now under the SOG, the whole government is doing everything it can to advance the careers of what they call faith-based organizations, which means religions. They won't say religions because that's a little too obvious contradiction of the Constitution. They say they're supporting faith-based organizations. What they're supporting is stupidity, because faith is just another word for stupidity. It means not investigating, not trying to find out, not inquiring, not checking yourself. Just saying, I'll believe, which any idiot can do. That's what they're trying to reduce us to a nation of idiots, I think, with all this faith-based this and faith-based that. He's always talking about faith-based this and faith-based that. They want to take us back to the Middle Ages. I call it a czarist occupation government, but in some sense it's even worse. It's more primitive than that. They want to take us back to the, I don't know, about the 13th century, I think, which is even before the rise of modern czarism. It's a pre-czarist government in a czarist disguise.